Today is Tuesday, July the 26th, 2022, and it's a great day to have a day here on the Spurs Up Show, the best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. On today's show, we continue along the 2022 opponent preview series, guys. Today, I break down the Gamecocks Week 5 opponent, the South Carolina State Bulldogs. I'll break down the Bulldogs in their entirety. We'll talk their head coach, how they fared a season ago, their best returning players on offense and defense, and I'll give my overall outlook for South Carolina State as well as this game at Williams-Brice Stadium. Guys, we have got a packed show for you here on this Tuesday, and of course, as always, it's brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. Go download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com, and when you do, use the promo code SPURSUP to get $20 off your first purchase of any purchase of $50 or more. Guys, whatever you need tickets to, they have got it, whether it be Gamecock sporting events, concerts, comedy club events. They've also got what's called a deal score. So when you go to their website or their app, they're going to tell you exactly where you're sitting, how much you're paying. So you're going to know, hey, I'm getting ripped off or I'm getting a steal. You're going to have all the confidence you need when you click that buy button. So again, guys, that's our friends over at SeatGeek. Go download the SeatGeek app, go to SeatGeek.com. And when you do, use that promo code SPURSUP, that's S-P-U-R-S-U-P, to save $20 off your first purchase of any purchase of $50 or more. Let's get it.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and on the Ways to Win podcast, coaches Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. Each week, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve off-court problems. They'll talk about the latest news in college and professional basketball with coaches like Jim Boeheim, former players like Stephanie White, basketball analysts like Grant Hill, and more. Revealing insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama, sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, happy Tuesday. Hope you're all doing well. I'm Chris Phillips, your host of the Spurs Up Show, as always. Appreciate you all tuning in on what feels like a little bit of a bonus episode here on this Tuesday. The first time we have been talking on the podcast on a Tuesday in quite some time, like I told you all yesterday, the updated schedule for this week, because when I was planning all of my preseason content, I forgot to leave an extra slot for one of the games for our opponent preview series. So, of course, today we are adding an extra show talking about this South Carolina State game, and the Gamecocks will take on the Bulldogs in week 5. But, folks, again, thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope this show does find you out, no matter where you are, what you are doing. And we have got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. As we are now, folks, get this. We are in the 30s in regards to the countdown to kickoff, just 39 days away from when toe meets leather at Williams-Brice Stadium. Guys, I'll just say this, by the way, of course, a shameless plug. Yesterday was the first of many Mondays that we will have Steven Garcia on the show, the Roach Rants, if you will, with former Gamecocks quarterback Steven Garcia. Again, of course, Steven going to be joining us in case you missed it all throughout the South kind of football season, all throughout the end, all the way to the conclusion of the season. Guys, this is going to be the best content on the internet. I say not just South Carolina content, not just college football content, but literally some of the best sports content you will find on the internet every single Monday on the Daily Crow. 12:15 to 12:45 is the time that we're going to aim for every single Monday. Of course, it will be part of our normally or regularly scheduled Daily Crow that airs on Mondays noon to 2 and Monday through Friday noon to 2 as well. But be sure to check it out, man. In case you missed yesterday, it is on YouTube. It's on Facebook. Of course, it streams on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. You already know the drill, but really exciting stuff. I appreciate Steven taking his time, and yesterday was just a blast, and it was absolutely hilarious. If you do not get to hear, be sure to go back and listen, and we had a really, really good time, but be sure to tune in that. Other than that, guys, let's go ahead and dive into it. Again, we're continuing along the 2022 opponent preview series on today's show. We are breaking down the Gamecocks' Week 5 opponent, the South Carolina State Bulldogs. And guys, before we get going, I'll be totally honest with you. This is going to be a little bit of a more brief breakdown of an opponent just because the nature of the opponent. It is South Carolina State of the MEAC. There's honestly not a ton of information out there regarding South Carolina State, but we're going to do the absolute best we can here on this Tuesday. Of course, guys, these two teams square off Saturday, October the 1st, to begin the October slate at Williams-Brice Stadium, the all-time series. The teams have met just two times, with South Carolina leading the series, of course, 2-0. And the last meeting, speaking of Steven Garcia, was in 2009. The Gamecocks won that game by a final score of 38-14. South Carolina State coming off a really successful year, though. In 2021, they went 7-5, 5-0 in their conference, and they won the Cricket Celebration Bowl over Jackson State. Yes, Deion Sanders beat them in that ball game. A really, really big bowl victory. Their head coach, we're all familiar with, Buddy Pough, coming into his 19th season, 133-74. One of the all-time coaching legends in the college game. And certainly when you talk about football in the state of South Carolina and the impact he's had. And, you know, there's a lot of Gamecock ties on that coaching staff as well. Bennett Swigert, former South Carolina quarterback, is the offensive coordinator, former Gamecocks offensive lineman, who's a friend of our show, Nashawn Goddard. He is the O-line coach there. So a lot of connections for the boys in Orangeburg. How did they fare a season ago? Again, guys, like we mentioned, SC State went 7-5, 5-0 in their conference last year, but struggled out of the gate, losing their first three games to Alabama A&M, Clemson, and New Mexico State before finally notching their first victory in Week 4 over Bethune-Cookman University. They then lost to Florida A&M, bounced back to beat Morgan State, beat Delaware State, beat North Carolina Central, and beat Howard. So a bit of a winning streak there before losing finally to North Carolina A&T State, and then won their final ball game to get bowl eligible against Norfolk State, 31-21. Then, guys, like I mentioned, on December the 18th in the Cricket Celebration Bowl, South Carolina State, as I believe, I think they were an underdog in this football game, took down Jackson State on ABC 31-10, and what was a huge victory and a great performance by Buddy Pugh's squad. So, again, a solid 2021 season for SC State, and they will look to build on that. Who's going to be leading them? Who are their big-time play guys? Let's take a look. Their best returning players on offense and defense. We'll start on the offensive side of the football. Running back Kendrell Flowers, who led this offensive attack in multiple ways. You look at last year, 168 carries, 857 yards and 10 touchdowns. He also had 24 catches for 173 yards and two touchdowns as well. Guys, when you look at the offensive statistics and all the guys they bring back, Flowers is the guy that is leading this Bulldogs attack. You look at the best returning player on defense, defensive lineman Patrick Dodbolt, 51 tackles a season ago, 12 and a half tackles for loss, and four sacks to go with it. Again, he is a threat off the edge and someone this Gamecocks offensive line certainly will have to account for. When you look at the overall outlook of SC State, and more importantly, this game as a whole, you know, it's a fun in-state matchup. Guys, let me just say this. I respect Buddy Pough. I respect everything they've built at SC State. This is a name-your-score game for South Carolina. This is a game where you should have a very, very, very fun day at the yard, and I don't say that in regards to trying to disrespect SC State, and you want to respect your opponent and all that good stuff, but you look at last year, guys. Clemson beat South Carolina State 49-3. The Gamecocks should be able to score and score often, right? Like, the talent levels are just not comparable. The Gamecocks have athletes on athletes, and SC State, simply put, does not have the bodies to match up. You know, you look at this game, again, it's a fun in-state matchup. I like when teams like this, when games like this are played, when the Gamecocks play teams like Wofford and Coastal and SC State and Furman and all that good stuff. I just think it's good for the state of South Carolina. I think it's good for South Carolina football as a whole to see these local matchups and give kids opportunities to compete against each other. But outside of that, I mean, this game is all about the Gamecocks, right? Really, more importantly, it's your final tune-up before the following week when you go to Lexington, Kentucky to take on the Kentucky Wildcats. That's really what this game for me is about, for South Carolina to continue to build momentum, to build confidence, right? The week prior, you're taking on Charlotte, so you should get a big win there as well. You know, it's really interesting because I cannot recall a time recently where the Gamecocks have had a stretch where they've had back-to-back games like Charlotte and SC State. You know, 2 weeks in a row, I really feel like this football team and this coaching staff is going to have to do a great job of getting this team up and ready to play. You know, I mean, again, you'd like to think kids are just going to be motivated and excited, but guys, they hear everything on social media, right? They're going to hear somebody like me say that, oh, this shouldn't even be a close game. You know, the Gamecocks are going to win this game 56-0. It's just not even going to be close. And so it's very easy to hear all that and say, oh, yeah, we should kill them. You know, we're not going to go quite as hard in practice this week. We're not going to study quite as much film. You know, we can just roll our helmets out there and get the W. And it's like, how do you stay laser focused and not allow your game to fall down to the level of your competition? Again, with that being said, South Carolina should have a field day, especially on the offensive side. Your depth, your size, your speed, your athleticism at every single position is what's going to shine in this ball game. And again, I really do believe this is a name your score type of game. I do not say that in a disrespectful way to Buddy Pough and SC State. And again, they've done a great job at building their program, but it's just the reality, guys, that South Carolina State, you know, the Gamecocks might not be a great team this year. They might not, guys. They might go 6-6. They might just go 7-5, whatever. But they're going to beat the living hell out of South Carolina State. There's just no question. My question is this, and what I think is one of the sneakier storylines of this year, because we all want to talk about, and rightfully so, Spencer Rattler and what he's going to do under center and the type of impact he's going to have. My question, though, guys, is this, right? Because the challenge for Shane Beamer this year is you want to play Rattler, right? There's no reason you want to take him off the field. You want to get him as many reps as possible, right? Rattler for Heisman. You want to get him in a groove in this ball game, especially, and continue to build that confidence and gel offensively and, you know, be ready to play your best football game in what will undoubtedly be a pivotal game the following week in Lexington against Kentucky. My question is this, though. How many quarterbacks will touch the field against South Carolina State? Because it's a game like this that you really need to use to your advantage to get guys like Tanner Bailey, Braden Davis, Luke Doty, Colton Gauthier, whoever it might be, get those guys reps and get those guys looks, right? Because again, one of the sneaky storylines, and I'll talk a lot more about this when we go through our position unit preview series and we break down the positions, the quarterback position specifically, while you want Rattler to take basically every single snap, are you able to, in games like this, get your guys some game experience? Because as we all know, Spencer Rattler is going to be 1 year and done. And this time next year, the quarterback position is going to be a major question mark yet again. So if you can get some guys some playing time, I know it's SC State, but at least get them reps on the field in an actual game. Again, I don't care who the opponent is or where it's at, but you cannot simulate in practice what it's like to step on the field and be in an actual game. So how many quarterbacks will touch the field in this game? I would certainly expect a minimum in the second half. You're going to see backups at every position hitting the field. I think it's an empty the bench type of game. You'll see a lot of guys play that don't normally get to play. I think guys that are walk-ons, I mean, all types of players that you don't normally see play, I think that will play. But the quarterback position specifically, and just trying to get guys game day reps and get them in game reps. And I think that's really important this year, guys. I really do. I think it's really important just to, again, get some guys some experience and get your first look at some dudes, some young guys especially, and just see, hey, what you got? Because, of course, like a guy like Braden Davis and Bailey, they can play 4 games and still hold on to their red shirt. So how many quarterbacks touch the field? You know, how many players see the field in this game? Again, guys, I think it's a name your score game. Empty the bench, have a lot of fun, beat the hell out of SC State, and go from there. So I think this will be a fun one for Carolina, and it's more so about just keeping up positive momentum and really setting yourself up to where you have the absolute most confidence and the absolute most momentum you can have going into that game the following week at Kentucky. So, guys, that's going to do it for me and my opponent preview of South Carolina State. I would love to hear your thoughts, your overall feelings on that game as the Gamecocks begin their October slate on October the 1st at Williams-Brice Stadium against Buddy Pough's squad. Again, guys, that's going to do it all for me. Appreciate you all tuning in. Thank you all so much. Hey, by the way, one quick reminder. Podcast tomorrow, podcast Friday, and stay tuned for some very, very very big interviews upcoming. Some conversations you do not want to miss. Guys, I'm out of here. Appreciate you all tuning in. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.